Earlier this month, immigration agents raided multiple meat processing plants in Mississippi. Nearly 700 people were detained in one day. About 300 of them were released, but the rest remained in detention. So far, none of the employers in Mississippi have been charged for hiring undocumented workers. What does that mean for those immigrants who remain on the job? As the World's Monica Campbell reports, some workers are speaking up for themselves, but there can be consequences.
We're where Luis worked. It's a large dairy. You lived right here, and you worked steps away from the dairy.
Yo vivía atrás, en la traída que está ahí atrás.
And you live there with your wife and your children?
Sí.
Luis Alberto Echeverria is from Mexico and came to the U.S. without papers when he was 15. He worked on farms for years, like this one, in Turlock, California, east of San Francisco. It's a big dairy, at least 1,000 cows. And in 2008, Echeverria was prepping a cow for milking when she kicked him right in the ribs.
Compañero que estaba trabajando conmigo en ese rato, él cuando desperté estaba echando mi aire. Me decía, espérate, espérate.
He was knocked unconscious, and when he came to, a coworker was saying, "Wake up."
Él quería que fuera a trabajar ese mismo día.
He was told to keep working despite any pain. Joe Salaberry was Echeverria's boss. He's owned dairies for years in California, and he migrated himself from France in the 1950s. Salaberry says Echeverria was lying and hadn't been injured. We spoke on the phone.
He didn't have no fractured rib.
He still didn't believe it, even after Echeverria returned from a hospital with a note saying he had a fractured rib and needed rest.
In fact, I called his doctor, and I told him, he gave him 2 weeks off. And I called his doctor and I told him, what the hell's the matter with you? I told him, you give this guy 2 weeks off. He didn't even get touched by a cow. And he hung up the phone on me.
And then Luis was fired.
Should I fire him?
Echeverria sued. Esmeralda Zendejas was his lawyer.
There was documentation to support the fact that he had got injured. The injury was on the job. And immediately thereafter, he was terminated from his employment.
Echeverria also sued for unpaid overtime and alleged that there was no time to eat or rest on the job. But then his story took a turn.
Ya cuando salimos, que me subí a mi carro.
Echeverria was at a deposition. It's part of the legal process for his lawsuit. And after he left that meeting, he says he was followed by immigration agents in plain clothes. He was stopped, handcuffed, and put in a van.
No más me agarraron, pum, 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 me trasladaron rápido. Vámonos.
He said he didn't know where he was going, and that only later the agent said they were with ICE. And they pointed to an old conviction for illegal gun possession. That same day, Echeverria was deported and left in Tijuana, Mexico. He believes his boss's lawyer told ICE where he'd be that day, and that it was a setup. The lawyer, Anthony Raimondo, has been accused of this many times, that he cooperates with ICE about immigrants suing his clients. And Raimondo doesn't deny that.
So if law enforcement contacted me about one of my neighbors and they were suspicious that my neighbor was doing something illegal and they asked me for cooperation, I would cooperate.
Not long after he was deported, Luis Echeverria came back to California wanting to be with his family.
Y sí, crucé por ahí, tuve que pasar por un túnel de agua. Estaba largo.
He says he crossed through a long water tunnel at the border and then reconnected with his lawyer. And he was granted a special visa for crime victims. It was based on obstruction of justice, since Echeverria was deported while he was in the process of suing his former boss. I ask him, after all of this, would he sue his boss again?
Yo no quería problemas, porque aparte de eso, como ellos, los patrones se conocen entre ellos.
He says at first he didn't want any problems and worried that standing up for himself would get him blacklisted by other farmers. But he says once he started the legal fight, he didn't want to stop. He wanted to set an example for his kids. But he understands why some immigrants might be unwilling to speak up like he did, particularly with the Trump administration's anti-immigrant agenda.
No sabemos qué nos pueda pasar el siguiente día, pero
he says We can't be sure what might happen tomorrow.
Essentially, what's happening is that their immigration status is being weaponized against them.
Jesse Hahn is a lawyer with the National Immigration Law Center. Normally, she's in D.C., but was in Mississippi when we spoke. She's assisting immigrants there after a series of raids at poultry processing plants. She says that if immigrant workers don't feel free to speak up, it doesn't just harm them. It harms all of their colleagues.
If you have this whole system set up in such a way that immigrant workers cannot speak freely about the problems because they are at risk of these types of enforcement actions or retaliation from their employer, then that doesn't only damage them, that damages the other workers who are working under the same conditions.
Just this month in New York, WNYC reported on an undocumented man from China who sued the restaurant where he worked for back wages. And while he was taking a lunch break during a deposition, ICE detained him, and he's now fighting deportation. Today, Luis Echeverria works delivering cabinets and likes the job. He's done with dairy farms, and he rents a small home and lives with his three children. They're all U.S. citizens. His son, Alberto, listens while we talk. He's 19 and works in the fields. He picks apples. And he says he worries about his dad sometimes, that he could still get deported even though he has a visa now.
I feel kind of scared for him, to be honest.
You feel scared for him?
Yes, I feel scared for him.
His dad pauses for a while and says,
La vida siempre es así. Todo el tiempo nos vamos a arriesgar.
That's life, he says. Sometimes you take risks. He also knows his story isn't an easy one. He confronted his boss, but got deported.
Tal vez para que alguien más no le suceda lo que me pasó a mí, tal vez lo estoy haciendo para eso.
But he says that maybe by sharing his story, it'll keep what happened to him from happening to others. For The World, Monica Campbell, Modesto, California.